It's really an honor and a privilege to have this announcement made today. I'm just very, very excited. As it's been mentioned, I've been part of this school district, this community, for the past 25 years. And this is a community that wants and deserves the best for its students. And I want to inspire a high level of confidence, trust, and respect for our schools. We need that in order to continue to grow and improve. We're in a very good place here in Unit 4, as Dr. Melito mentioned. We are sound financially. We've been good stewards of our taxpayers' money. When you take a look at the growth that we've been able to have when it comes to the renovation at Garden Hills, the new Booker T. Washington, the new school in Savoy, remodeling four schools, we have exciting things happening with our curriculum, programs, and services. When you look at our magnet grant that we have from the federal government, the STEM initiative at Booker T. Washington, the Primary Years Program, which I hope to see grow into International Baccalaureate Program, as well as the work with, we're doing with Career and Technical Education. And one of the most important pieces is that I work with some of the best in the profession. I've been here for 25 years for a reason, and that's because I believe in this system, this organization. And so it's really, I want to say thank you to the board, Dr. Melito, for selecting me and giving me this opportunity and having this level of trust. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, Dr. Regan, we can...
Okay, at one point I think you had said you weren't interested in the permanent position. What made you change your mind?
That's a good question. At that time, things are moving pretty quickly here in Unit 4. Certainly with Mr. Culver's resignation and then having the changes in central office and the additional responsibilities that I was taking on. This is a huge responsibility and one that you have to take quite seriously. And I wasn't 100% by the deadline, which was in October. But as I continued to work with Dr. Melito, with the board, I felt a responsibility to step up and put my name in and be considered. Again, I feel that this is a great opportunity. We're in a great place, and so I did make the decision to put my name in for consideration.
So was it all your decision, or did someone ask
no.
you to reconsider?
No, it was
okay.
My decision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sue had mentioned that one of the reasons they selected you is you had a plan for the future of this district and a vision for where it's heading. What would you say that would be?
Mm-hmm. I think I highlighted just a little bit earlier when I talk about our curriculum and our programs, taking a look at how can we build when it comes to the STEM initiative at BTW or Booker T. Washington, how can we build that through our district, middle school into high school? When you take a look at the primary years program and moving that into international baccalaureate, how can we improve our offerings in career and technical education? As well as how can we continue when it comes to our facilities? You know, we've done a very good job with most of our elementary schools, but we still need to have a master plan when it comes to what are we doing with our three middle schools, as well as Central High School and Centennial High School. I also think that, and we've had these conversations here at the district office and with some of our board members regarding technology. What can we do to really expand and provide our students more opportunities in that area as well?